Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Tessie Ida James is a dedicated member of the St. Luke's Catholic Faith Community in Marsden Park, Sydney, and an educator and inquiry leader for religious education at St. Luke's Catholic College. Tessie actively participates in her local faith community and the Diocesan Pastoral Committee. Her faith-driven involvement extends to the recent Parramatta Synod. Tessie's life reflects her commitment to Christ's values and her mission to inspire others to do the same.
Today, we will embark on a journey of reflection, inspiration, and faith, guided by the timeless wisdom of the parable of the talents. I'd like to share a little about my personal journey, which has played a significant role in shaping my understanding of this parable. In 2003, I made a life-altering decision as I embarked on my journey to Australia, a land of boundless opportunities. It was a moment of choice, a crossroads between two amazing locations, India and Australia. In one path, I could have stayed close to the embrace of my loving parents, a source of unwavering emotional support. In the other, I saw the chance to provide my children with an enriched academic and sporting environment. Together with my husband, we decided to step out of our comfort zones to explore the vast possibilities that Australia had to offer. As a new migrant, the pressing need for employment loomed large. Having a background of studying and teaching exclusively in Catholic institutions in India, I was faced with a pivotal question. Was I prepared to embrace a growth mindset and teach in any religious setting? Or would I limit myself to Catholic institutions alone? The answer came as I accepted a position in an Islamic college in Sydney. This decision opened my eyes to the remarkable similarities that exist between two faiths. It was a revelation that I would not have experienced if I hadn't ventured beyond my comfort zone. In due course, another turning point arrived as I considered a move to a Catholic college. The choice was between continuing to teach science, a subject I was comfortable with, or embarking on a new journey in religious education. The shift to religious education marked a paradigm change in my career. I embarked on a path of further growth and learning that eventually led to the completion of my graduate certificate in religious education, with my pursuit of a master's degree in religious education currently underway. My journey as a migrant and an educator, combined with my active involvement in church activities, has provided me with a profound understanding of the power of faith and the significance of utilizing our talents for a higher purpose. It is this journey that has shaped my perspective on the parable and the role of faith in our lives. What about you? As we dive into this parable, I encourage you to reflect on your own life journey. Whether you've migrated to a new country like I did when I moved to Australia, or whether you're deeply involved in your faith community, or have your own unique experiences, consider the following questions. How have your life experiences influenced your understanding of the parable of the talents? What talents and gifts has life entrusted to you, and how have you used them to benefit others? In what ways have you inspired others with your faith, just as the parable challenges us to do? In the next few minutes, we will draw inspiration from the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time to deepen our faith, understand the value of our talents, and discover how we can make a positive impact on the world.
In the parable of the talents, we encounter a master who entrusts his servants with valuable talents before embarking on a journey. To the first servant, he gives 5 talents, to the second, 2, and to the third, 1. During the master's absence, these servants are given the task of increasing the value of the talents. The first 2 servants succeed in doubling their initial investments, but the third, paralyzed by fear, buries his talent in the ground. When the master returns, the first 2 receive praise and rewards, while the third faces disapproval for returning only what he had received. The message of this parable is clear. The master represents Jesus, and we, his servants. We are entrusted with a precious inheritance. This inheritance includes divine grace, his word, the Eucharist, faith in the Heavenly Father, his forgiveness, and numerous other precious gifts. However, our responsibility is not merely to safeguard these treasures, but to make them bear fruit. In this context, the term talent does not refer to individual abilities such as musical or athletic talents, but to the spiritual riches of the Lord and the opportunities around us. God expects us to use these gifts and opportunities for the benefit of others. The actions of the third servant, who buried his talent out of fear, symbolize the hesitation to take risks, which can stifle creativity and the fruitfulness of love. Jesus does not desire us to hold his grace in a safe. Instead, he implores us to use it for the betterment of others. All the blessings we have received are meant to be shared, and in doing so, they multiply. We are called to share our faith, offer hope, and spread love to our neighbors. We need to continually ask ourselves, whom have we inspired with our faith? How many people have we encouraged with our hope? How much love have we shared with our neighbors? It is important to remember that the Lord entrusts different things to each of us based on our abilities and circumstances. But he has immense trust in all of us. Let us not disappoint him by giving in to inaction. Instead, let us reciprocate his trust with trust in ourselves. Let us not hide our faith or bury the gospel. Rather, we must let it circulate in our lives, our relationships, and in concrete situations. The Virgin Mary embodies this attitude in the fullest and the most beautiful way. She received and welcomed the most profound gift, Jesus, and generously offered him to mankind. Let us seek her intercession and guidance in becoming good and faithful servants and sharing in the joy of our Lord. Now let us look at the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, the first reading, and draw connection to the message of the parable. This passage describes a woman of great worth, whose value is far above material assets. She works diligently, providing for her household and extending her hands to the poor and the needy. She's strong and capable, wise in her speech, and her deeds are filled with kindness and virtue. Above all, she fears the Lord, and her works are praised at the city gates. Let us strive to be faithful and virtuous stewards, like the woman in Proverbs, who not only cared for her family, but extended her hands to the needy, all while fearing the Lord. Let's move on to the second reading for this Sunday. At first glance, the parable of the talents and the words of Paul may seem unrelated. However, they are intricately connected by the theme of preparedness. In the parable, the master's return is unexpected, just as the day of the Lord's coming is described as happening like a thief in the night. The wise servants, who diligently invested and multiplied their talents, were prepared for their master's return and received their reward. Similarly, as children of the light and the day, we are called to be prepared for the day of the Lord. All 3 readings can guide the Catholic Church's response to contemporary challenges, particularly in reaching out to the disadvantaged and marginalized. The church can respond by encouraging its members to see themselves as stewards of God's blessings. This means not only safeguarding spiritual riches, but also actively multiplying them through charitable and compassionate actions. By investing time, resources, and talents in initiatives that benefit the marginalized, the church can fulfill its mission of caring for the least among us. The church is invited to be ever watchful for the needs of the marginalized and disadvantaged in society. The day of the Lord's coming is uncertain, just as the urgent needs of those suffering are unpredictable. The church can respond by fostering a sense of social responsibility and awareness among its members. This involves being prepared to act promptly in addressing contemporary issues like poverty, discrimination, and social injustice. The recent Synod on Synodality in the Vatican and the Parramatta Synod represent tangible initiatives that illuminate our church as a beacon of hope for those in need. Let us be reminded of the opportunities of grace that surround us. Each day is a gift, an opportunity to recognize and appreciate the grace of God's love and to embrace the faith that has been entrusted to us. Just as the servants in the parable were given talents, we have received the precious talent of faith. Let us never forget that this faith is a divine grace, a gift we have not earned, but one that we must treasure and grow. We are called to actively participate in our faith, to nurture it, and to allow it to flourish. We are children of the light, called to live in readiness, to be vigilant in our faith journey. This readiness is not born out of fear, but out of the desire to grow in our relationship with God and to shine the light of Christ in the world. Success in our spiritual life often requires persistence and dedication. Our faith is not a passive possession. It is a call to action, a journey of continuous growth and learning. Creativity and innovation in our faith are also encouraged, just as the servants in the parable were creative in how they multiplied their talents. We can find unique and creative ways to express our faith. Our journey should inspire us to think outside the box and find new ways to live it out in our daily lives. As we start the new week, let us carry these messages with us, always mindful of the grace that surrounds us, the growth we are called to nurture, and the responsibility we have to share our faith with others. In doing so, we can truly emulate the ministry of Jesus and be a light in the world.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women in the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.